I would say the word of the day is fast. You know, it's a little different. Fast, you know, Coach Chip Kelly, that's what he's all about. You know, speed, you know, running to the ball and making plays. And I feel like, you know, for everybody, a good day. It was the first good day.
What was it like coming back to Philly? You said you're a lot of family from here. And, you know, when did you get here? And did you kind of reacclimate yourself?
Can you look this way, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got here yesterday. haven't really, you know, got to, you know, get out as much. You know, but probably next weekend, I think when we have some free time, I'll get out and go visit my family. You know, right now it's just strictly football, so.
You gonna get to see your mom on Mother's
Day? I won't get to see my mom on Mother's Day, you know, but I got a little special present for her, so she'll be happy.
How special is this Mother's Day with your first NFL contract on the books and all the success that you've had since
then? Man, it's great. You know, my mom is the backbone of my life. She's been there for me, you know, the thick and thin. I talk to her every day when she went overseas. My junior year of college, and I talk to her every day, you know. So, I try to look out for her as much as possible.
What are your expectations here? What are you trying to get done in regards to this weekend and next week?
Basically, I'm just trying to come out and show what I can do. I feel like I can come and contribute. If it's special teams, I feel like I can come in and help out a safety position. I feel like I'm pretty versatile, and like I said, wherever help is needed, that's where I would like to be.
You said the word of the day was fast on your first practice.
Yes, sir.
In what regard? How did you mean?
Just fast tempo. Everything was faster than usual. You know, college. You know, it was. You know, of course. You know, you're trying to just kind of show out. You know, you're trying to show out everybody. So you're trying to be the first person to the drill. You know, you're trying to do a drill as fast as possible. You know, like I said, it's just practice fast. The reps is fast. You know, you're trying to get as many reps as possible. So that's why I would say the word of the day is fast.
How do you feel like you're doing with the defense? Is it difficult to learn?
I feel like I picked it up pretty fast. Today, I had a great day. Of course, I had some errors, you know, but very fixable errors. And thing is, even though, like, if I messed up on the first time, I didn't mess up on the second time. And I think, you know, that's always a positive, you know, not messing up twice. You know, if you mess it up, you know, just to correct it the next time.
So how do you expect to be used?
I said, right now, like I said, I feel like I had a pretty solid day on defense. Did pretty good on special teams also. So, wherever help is needed, that's where I want
to
be.
You feel more comfortable in one spot, playing up closer to the line, in the box, or the screen, or back in the middle
of
the part?
I feel like I'm pretty versatile. I feel like I can do both. I feel like I'm pretty good at both. And,
you have a favorite, though? I mean, is there one that you'd rather do more than
that? In college, my senior year, I played more in the box my senior year because we had young and experienced linebackers. But like I said, I feel like I'm pretty versatile. I'm pretty comfortable, you know, walking in the box. I'm pretty comfortable playing a deep halves or deep thirds.
Having boots here, do you feel like growing up as a kid, was this your dream to put on an Eagles helmet and wear the Eagles green here?
It's just a blessing. You know, Coach came down to work me out after my pro day. You know, we sat down and ate dinner. I had family down, you know, for the NFL draft. My uncle had on the Eagles hat, so it was honestly like a dream come true. My whole life has kind of been like a dream come true. The way everything is happening is I have to give thanks to God. You know, God is the reason why I am here. Why I am.
Earl, are there any NFL players that you've watched build up over the years that you kind of model your game after?
Yes, sir. Actually, before I even started playing safety, I used to watch Brian Dawkins. You know, that was my guy before I even started playing safety. So, you know, once I made that move to safety, that's when I really fell in love with him, you know. So, I honestly, my first couple of years, that's what I watched. Like, before the games, I put on Brian Dawkins' highlight film, you know, and watch it, you know. And now I'm here, you know, and hopefully I get to meet him soon.
Was there a coach or somebody who kind of introduced you to Brian Dawkins or told you this is a guy you want to watch, or was it just watching him on TV over the years?
At first, it was watching him on TV over the years, and my coach, Mike Reed, you know, he was there. He was the quality control here, and him and Brian Dawkins have a pretty good relationship. So, you know, he kind of – even, you know, move me on more towards Brian Dawkins, and you know that's why I used to watch his film all the time, and I love the way he plays the game.
Earl, I know you must have heard a lot about how fast things were going to be, but what was the first day like compared to everything you heard?
It was basically everything Coach Kelly talked about. Like I said, it was fast. Wasn't real physical because you can't really jam, you can't really hit people. So the only word I can think of is fast. You know, of course, I'm saying I feel like we all had a good time out there. You know, first day, long practice. It was great, though, man. It's just a blessing to be here.
What attributes of Dawkins do you try to take and use to your game?
Passion. You know, I see he plays with a lot of passion. You know, I like to have fun on the field. I love the game myself. I play the game with passion, so you know that's why I kind of took that from him. And just if he flies around, he makes plays. That's what I'm all about. That's what I want
to
be.
Have you had a chance to meet him yet?
No, sir. I haven't had a chance to meet him yet.
Have you seen the vets around the facility yet?
I haven't really seen any vets. No, sir. A lot of vets haven't been around.
What's the biggest piece of advice that your mom gave you growing up, since she was such a big part?
Just to respect my elders, just to respect people. My whole life, you know, she instilled that discipline aspect in my life. I feel like that's why I've never gotten any trouble. That's why I've always, you know, and basically she's motivated me to be here. You know, I've always loved the game of football, and I've always played with a chip on my shoulder, and I feel like it's because of her. You know, I want to help her out. You know, she's worked so hard in her life. You know, she retires in about 3 years, and in military she's been there for 29 years, and you know, basically, hopefully, you know, I'm still here. You know, and if I'm here, I want her to be here with me.